when we boot Fedora for the first time, we get this blue screen, then almost instantly a moment of old-timey text-type boot-up screen. It doesn't last very long, but still, to keep your video viewing time short, we'll fast-forward through it. And in just a moment, here we go with a more modern-looking bar crawling across as we continue our boot-up. Again, we'll fast-forward through that. We get a second of blankness, and then we come to our final setup screen. Instead of next, we click forward. Here we see the license information. If we really want to look closely, we'll go to Fedora Project and the license page. It's there. Now we set up our firewall. What services do we want? Well, mail, SSH, secure web, and just your basic HTTP web seem to be pretty minimal but useful. Forward. Okay, this will set the security level and override any existing firewall stuff, which we don't have, so let's go right ahead. We're enforcing secure Linux settings. Now we do the date and time. No big deal. They happen to be right. Forward. And now the hardware profile. This is really an opportunity to help fellow Fedora users by sending your detected hardware so they can see which hardware is the most popular. They'll work on that and hopefully concentrate on that hardware. They really do want you to do it. We're not doing it this time, but you know, you really should. Username, time for that. Rob Limo, my usual. My full name, Robin Miller, which is real. And my password, I use a simple password for these little demo videos, not the full strength one that I usually use. But, you know, we have to have something. Now here's an interesting thing. Look at this. The chosen password is too weak. And yet, it's just as strong as my root password, so nothing there. Whatever. Sound card. Let's make sure it works. Sound test. Yep, seems to work. Very, very nice. Did I hear the sample sound? I surely did. So we'll click finish on that. And again, we boot. This time, I think we're really, really, really booting into a usable Fedora installation. Username, yep, login screen. We can just click here on the avatar and then put the password in. Click enter, and here we go, booting into actual usable Fedora for the first time, ready to rock and roll. It's a nice default desktop, I must say. I find it very attractive. Let's see here. What should we do first? I don't know. Computer. Let's see what we've got. Network. That's always a good thing to check. The network. Yeah, so we'll click on that, and wait, I guess, for it to detect a network and other computers on it. And wait, and wait, and wait. Oh, while we're waiting, look, updates available. This is very nice to see that Fedora's on the ball and that we have updates available. As always, root password to make a change in the system. Click that old OK. And let's see what we've got here. Still waiting on the network detection. Retrieving software information back under there with network. Darn it, why do I keep coming back to this and expecting it to work? What's up with me? I know there are other computers on this network. Anyway, while we wait for that, retrieving update information. Very nice. We see updated Firefox, FreeType, and some other packages that look useful, so we'll apply the updates. First, resolving dependencies. As I've mentioned elsewhere, resolving dependencies in RPM has been a wonderful thing. I remember the days of RPM hell, where a dependency would lead to yet another dependency and you got nowhere. I am so glad to see that more recent Red Hat, Fedora, and PC Linux OS 2, all of these have solved that problem. Now this is very good. Look at this. Import key. This is good security, that we can make sure that we're getting our updated packages and other packages from Fedora where we're supposed to get them. I do not recall seeing anything quite like that in Ubuntu, and I do commend Fedora highly for having that available. On the network, nothing. Well, let's skate that. Another time, perhaps we'll go to the Fedora help forums or the Linux.com help forums one day and look for help on that. Right now, let's just tour the applications and see what we have here. Well, we have some accessories, good ones. Games. Ooh, lots of nice little games. Ubuntu does not give you games on the initial boot and load. Graphics. Okay, nice little internet selection, kind of. We don't have everything we want. I see we have Evolution email. I do personally prefer Thunderbird. Again, that's just me. Office, we have a calendar, some tasks. I see Evolution groupware, spreadsheet, calc. Why do these people rename things? This seems to be openoffice.org. I have no idea why this goes on. All the distributions seem to be on this big tear to rename perfectly well-established applications. OpenOffice.org developers deserve credit for their work, and they get it once you boot up, but why can't it be on the menu? Got me. Well, what do I know? Sound and video, CD player, movie player, etc. System tools, terminal, gotta have that. File browser, software, updater, disk usage analyzer, all valuable. So, we have good stuff there, and we'll come back and worry about installing and deleting software in our next video.